All right, I'm Patrick Allen. We're back with the third segment of AA Radio. We're talking with senior staff writer Big Matt. We're going to sort of wrap things up here with this last little segment. We're just going to talk the last thing, the last horrible thing that's happened today. Big Matt, Jamal Charles, according to Adam Schefter, torn ACL. They'll do an MRI tomorrow to confirm it. But it looks like Charles is done for the year. I did mention that the silver lining here is that the Chiefs are probably screwed anyway this year, so it's a year with no wear and tear on Charles. But what do you think? What does this mean for the Chiefs for the rest of the season and for Charles and his career? Does he come back, and is he the same back after this injury?
It means so much. I mean, we don't know how he's going to come back. I mean, he could come back just as good as he was before. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, a few lessons to take from this, you know, again, are that Todd Haley's training camp and preseason strategy was ridiculous. You know, yeah. That's one. And two, really, if you want to look back on the way they used Charles last year and the way that Haley tried, oh, you know, where we got limited, he's going to be good for us over the long haul, then, you know, I mean, this is the way that injuries work a lot of the time. They're freak occurrences. You know, I mean, Charles, this wasn't a wear and tear injury. You know, no one even had tackled him. He was heading out of bounds by himself and you know, hyperextended the knee. I mean, that's not something that you can prevent. And those are the type of things that people get hurt on more often than not. So, you know, I mean, the lesson here is, you know, we had the best running back in the NFL for a couple of years, and we really didn't get what we should have out of him. And it was all for planning for a future that may not even exist now, you know. Yeah. I commented this on the site, you know, that there is such a thing as being safe and sorry. You know, that, man, that's what we're looking like in this situation here. You know, we played it ultra safe. We didn't do as much as we could have because we were planning for a future that, you know, this year being a future that now does not exist.
Yeah, that's for sure. It doesn't look like, you know, in the long term, the Chiefs may have a bright future. There's certainly a lot of talent on really both sides of the ball. I like the way John Asamoah played today. He looked like he was starting to get it in the run blocking. Brandon Albert seemed like he was doing nice. The pass protection was pretty good. But, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs right now are a mess. And why are they a mess is really the mystery. And we're going to probably have to point the finger at Haley because he's in charge. And there is talent there. And maybe Scott Pioli could have done a better job of getting him talent. But there's certainly enough talent there to compete with the likes of the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions. And right now, the Chiefs aren't doing that. That's the long and short of it.
Yeah. I mean, all we can do at this point now is that, and, you know, this is still a lot of fun. You just take the players that you like the best and you study them, basically. You know, I mean, I'm definitely going to be watching my boy Debo a lot. You know, you tune in for him. Tune in for Flowers. You know, tune in to watch this year's draft class. Tune in to try to determine where things all went wrong and to learn as much as you can. I mean, there's still lots of compelling reasons to watch this team. You know, I mean, even just a guy like Alan Bailey, that's enough for me to tune in, just an intriguing prospect of it. So there's still a lot to be learned here and a lot of reason to follow the team, but you know, we've got to be smarter. You know, as a fan base, we've got to be smarter about the way that this team does business and the product that they put out on the field for us. You know, I mean, we can't accept this stuff anymore.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we need to be fans, but we also need to be realistic about what's happening, what we're seeing, and people, I think, need to understand that seeing the Chiefs playing badly and questioning why they're playing badly and criticizing them for playing badly and for being coached poorly is not the same as being devoted as a fan to the team. And I think a lot of times some of the fans confuse that. And but we're not going to do that on Arrowhead Addict, good or bad. We're gonna call it as we see it, and hopefully we're able to find some silver lining in this season, and the Chiefs will start to compete a little bit towards the end of the year. We're about out of time, but Big Matt, thanks for stopping by to talk with me. We're going to be doing some longer form podcasts in the future, folks. So we hope you enjoyed this. This is sort of a little preview. We'll put it together a little bit better for you next time. But right now I'm Patrick Allen. This is Big Matt. And this has been another edition of AA Radio.